Chapter 2 Pirates. My decision to return to the sea was sealed when I came upon my friend and his father one day. My friend introduced us and shared the story of how I came to sea.
"Young man," said the father, "you ought never to go to sea any more. You are not meant to be a seafaring man."
The man sounded entirely too much like my father for my liking. I felt my backbone stiffen and my chin rise.
"You have seen the same token," I said. "Will you quit the sea?"
"My case is different," he replied. "The sea is my calling."
"I believe it is mine as well," I insisted. "I'll not turn away from it, no matter the predictions of you or my father."
"Then you make a choice that endangers anyone fool enough to sail with you," he said, backing away. "I would not set my foot in the same ship with you for 1,000 pounds.
I was now determined to sail. I searched for another voyage that might appeal to me. I met the master of a ship that had recently come from Africa and was preparing to return. The master was honest and kind. He took a liking to me, and we talked at length about my desire to see the world.
"You may ship with me," he said.
"I'll show you the world and the fortunes a young man of courage can make."
I agreed and followed his directions perfectly. I turned to relatives to collect 40 pounds to buy trinkets and toys. These I took aboard when we sailed. The sail was smooth to the coast of Africa. The master spent many hours teaching me about navigation, record-keeping, and other such bits of seaman's craft. I soaked up his knowledge like a sponge, and we grew as close as family. Not only did the voyage educate me, but it enriched me as well. I returned to London with 5 pounds of gold dust. I had settled upon my life's calling. I would be a merchant and sail with my friend, growing richer with each trip. The ship's master took me home with him. I met his fine wife, and we made plans for the next sail. Unfortunately, before our plans could come to be, the kind man died. I left the bulk of my earnings with his widow in safekeeping, and shipped out again as a merchant. It was the same ship, but sadly, not the same master. And with the loss of my good friend, my luck seemed to slip away as well. Near the northern African shore, we were set upon by a Turkish pirate ship. We tried to outrun the pirates, but they had the faster ship. We fired upon them with our 12 small cannons, and they returned fire with their 18 cannons and smaller guns as well. The pirate ship sailed close, and 60 men jumped over to board us. We fought back. We even tossed powdered chests, which exploded and scattered deadly bits of nails and scrap iron. The pirates hacked at our rigging. They killed 3 of our bravest men and wounded more. Finally, we surrendered and were taken aboard their ship as prisoners. We were carried to the pirate base at Sali. Then the captives were taken to be presented to the Moorish emperor. I alone stayed as the pirate captain's prize. And so I began my life as a slave.